Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Okay, everybody, pencils down. You knew what it was. Jack told you. He's out next week. That means old Smokey McTeacher is coming to teach y'all. And that's a really long-winded way of saying it's time for the trending episode, a.k.a. Trending 2, Guy's Electric Boogaloo. Shout out to the at D Zeit Gang. This is a Discord Zeit Gang where they collected specifically Elizabeth Chase for that title. But, you know, I took a little creative license with it because you're trying to blend Boogie Nights with Breakin' 2 Electric Boogaloo. And I do respect the original Breakin' franchise, so I must do that, even though Paul Thomas Anderson is a Valley guy. And no matter what, I will be a weird bro from the early 2000s.
Okay.
Now. Well,
another day.
Look, it is what it is. I know it's heavy, but I can't deny my terrible roots. And you know what? And I'm not just talking about my dye job. What I'm talking about... What the fuck was that joke for? I'm bald. Anyway, Jamie, hi. That's you. Thanks for coming on.
Hi. It's me.
Let's get into it. I mean, while we process the news about Babu Frick, which we'll get to on Monday, we will talk about what is trending on this, the day 9/11. Okay, now I say that because one of the top trending things on Twitter right now is hashtag all buildings matter. And I was like, oh boy, what's going on here?
I mean, that's really one that you see and you're like, this could go a lot of ways.
Yeah, it was like, is this coming from leftist Twitter? Is it coming from conservative Twitter? Is it coming from Twitter? Is it coming from Rush? I don't know. But the deal is very effective way of saying like, hey, you know how like when the uprisings were happening because of the sort of unchained, or rather, they're like, so this is more a response to back in June when the uprisings were happening and people were saying, you know, Black Lives Matter because there's we have a terrible situation in this country where unarmed Black and brown people are just being killed in the street without any kind of consequence. And we seem to have an issue with understanding the value of Black life. And then people respond with, well, what about all lives? And so I think this is a clever way for people to draw some attention that when most people, especially conservatives, treat 9/11 like their true high holiday as patriots, be like, don't ever disparage the day, da, 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 da. that people are saying, like, how does, if someone tweeted all buildings matter on this day, people would be like, that's a fucked up thing to tweet on 9/11.
That's an insensitive thing to say. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm looking through this hashtag now. I like this.
Yeah, they're just, but what's funny is like conservatives still can't get their heads around it. Like, even though it's like of one to one, right? It's like, okay, right, right, right. So since y'all are doing this with something that most people understand from an empathetic human being standpoint, what if we did this? What if we fucked around with 9/11? Would you like that? And I think people are still like, that's not the point, because at the end of the day, it's about white supremacy. It's not about ever honoring any of these holidays. It's about de facto white supremacy. So that is one of the trends.
Well, what's buildings matter?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it was started by a teenager as well. Those teens, guess what? They're smarter than us.
Teens 2020, you know,
teens
whatever that
for
means.
President.
Teens for president. And oh boy, that could only go right. let's see. The next one, Peter Thiel, the man who destroyed Gawker.
The man who destroyed Gawker, the man who recommended that we drink child's blood to live longer. The list.
Well, I think
goes
he low key doesn't want everybody to know that, so he can still keep like taking young men's blood. Like, isn't that like his like health
regimen?
That's
kind of it's like some
allegedly
draconian, terrifying billionaire self-care thing. There was like pretty good like journalism done that he did say that stuff at like one of those freaky billionaire meetings.
Oh, like those summits? Yeah.
I'm sure if you asked him, you know, just in an interview, he'd be like, haha, no, of course.
No?
That would be ridiculous. Don't try it yourself. There's only so much.
Oh my God. Are you serious? Do I fucking drink
what?
Young men's blood? Get away from me. Why?
Was
you got
it
a plug?
Specifically male blood? Is it? Oh boy.
You know somebody who got on the low? Wait, hold on.
I just knew it was like blood from the youth. This is just, anyways, what is he doing now?
Oh, this time. Sorry, it's not even about that. This is about, apparently there's an article in the Daily Beast. So he's a board member at Facebook. He's on the Facebook board. Let's just remember that. This,
yeah.
There, apparently he had a dinner with a well-established white nationalist supremacist. And then wrote to the Facebook board about like how he had such a lovely time with this guy. And people were like, what the fuck are you talking about? But anyway, that's how Facebook works, y'all. Those are people who are on the board over there.
Hey, do you want to know what the work culture is like at Facebook? Here's a fun peek. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I hate it.
Well, speaking of Jesus Christ, we've talked about Peter. Now we need to talk about Paul. Specifically, Paul Krugman, who's also trending.
That was great. I was like, where is it? We talk about Horny Pope on Monday.
I know. Horny Pope got me going in my Catholicism brain right now. you know, shout out to the apostles. So Paul Krugman is trending, the apostle of American revisionist history, apparently, because he is out here with the fucking fever take on 9/11, saying that 9/11 did not trigger a wave of Islamophobic violence or sentiment in the United States.
Oh, that's like
Trump shit. It's so off. Like, it's like, okay, that's what you want to believe, fool, but that ain't it.
The way that those tweets, I mean, it was just presented so blandly and so matter of fact that it just like made you feel like your brain was leaking out of your ear.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I mean, it seems like he has been pretty handily dunked on. Because it's just like so demonstratively untrue. It's just, I can't put myself in the brain of that take.
I think people were trying to spit take, but then there's like, they weren't even drinking anything to even spit out because it was just such a on its face, like shitty lie. Because yes, there were like really great intellectual takedowns about being like, tell that to these people and presenting cases of like Islamophobic hate crimes, things like that. Or some people just clap back with, I don't know, FBI statistics. And they're like, my man, you don't the fucking date. I thought you were Mr. Data guy. Anyway, nice try trying to pretend that this country doesn't have an issue.
Better luck next year, you fucking loser.
What do you think? He's got an even hotter take on 9/11? Oh, boy. Don't do it on the 20th anniversary, sir.
Back to the lair.
And then finally, why is Kelly Clarkson trending?
Why is Kelly Clarkson trending?
Is she okay? She's alive.
She's fine. It's just one of those yet another infuriating like headline that is just pulled out of context to make you say, why is Kelly Clarkson trending? Mm-hmm. So we've been tricked by this one, but it was kind of funny the way it was presented. It was like, Kelly Clarkson says, I did not want to do this job. And we as a nation need to ask ourselves, What job?
What job? What is
she? Huh? But then you're like, oh yeah, she's had a talk show for a while. It's pretty cute. I've watched various clips on YouTube sometimes. But it's kind of a nothing quote. She did an interview with the LA Times, whatever. She's hosting her show throughout the pandemic, whatever. All talk shows during the pandemic, sorry, are mostly bad.
Oh.
I think that's me projecting my trauma from having to watch Joseph Gordon-Levitt dance with Jimmy Fallon over Zoom for 10 straight minutes in a doctor's office. So that's right. Just my trauma I'm bringing to the table. But it's a nothing story. Kelly Clarkson said, I will be completely honest, and I have been since the beginning. I did not want this job. I say it's the dream I didn't know I had because I talked to so many people and not just celebrities, blah, blah, blah. So she's basically saying, I didn't want to host a talk show, which begs the question, why is she hosting a talk show?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who want to host a talk show that don't have it foisted upon them. But that said, her talk show is cute by all accounts, and now she likes her talk show. You know when you are just like forced into having a talk show,
yeah.
And then after a while you're like, you know what, I like it.
You know
it.
What? Doing Daily Zeitgeist isn't that bad.
It's like that.
Just foisted pun. I mean, what would you foisted. Do if someone? What if that you get a knock on your door and they're like, "Look, Ellen's off. Jamie, you're in. You ready?"
I would. You know, when the call comes. Ring a ding ding.
I'm trying to picture you. They were like, and we kind of want to keep some of the segments. Here's the deal. Like, you can say whatever you want. Politically, we're not going to ever censor you. But the one thing is, we do need to keep certain segments consistent.
We need to keep the dancing.
Yeah.
And we need to keep the surprising celebrities with bugs.
Yes. And creepy crawly stuff.
And yeah. Creepy crawlers. I'd keep the creepy crawlers.
You want to do a little like Jane Fonda jazzercise breakdown or something?
Oh, yeah, I do a little bit of jazzercise. Sure, let's keep the dancing. Let's keep the creepy crawlies. Let's drop the workplace abuse and let's drop yanking information out that they don't want.
No, that's actually also
not negotiable. Oh, is that the thing that's got to stay?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just die. That's fine.
Okay, fine.
I'll
we'll move on then.
See you later.
To someone who will take the job.
Get and there's Meghan always McCain someone, on the baby. Phone.
And one last thing before we go, super producer Anna Hosnier, she is doing a fundraiser. She is doing a digital Gaza 5K. She is raising money for funds to help the children in Gaza who are suffering with mental health issues. So please check out her Twitter page and donate if you can. If you got a little bit, give a little bit. If you got a lot of bit, give a lot of bit. Because honestly, every dollar will go to a great place. And on top of it, you know, Anna's going to make this digital 5K workout. So check out her Twitter page at Anna Hosnier, Hosnieh, to get more details. And then, you know, help out a little bit. Okay, well, with that, thank y'all for stopping by this episode of the Trending Zeitgeist. You know,
beep,
we got
beep.
A weekend coming. You know what I mean? Take some time, relax, listen to some good music, have a nice beverage, you know,
do
like an ice water,
kind.
Iced tea. Yeah,
for
honestly,
somebody else.
And I say this all the time, please be kind to yourselves too. Take a moment mm-hmm. to breathe, get in touch with your body, and just tell yourself, hey man, shit is hard, but we're trying to do it one day at a time because we are doing it. And we do have to take it one day at a time. Don't get too ahead of yourselves because I could start thinking about the year 3055 and freak myself out and not do anything all day.
But there are good things on the horizon. The Babu Frick toy comes out in a month.
Yep.
So
exactly.
Just go ahead and pre-order that.
Boom. Did that. So until next time, we'll see you on Monday. You know, like Jack says, something about white supremacy. Wash your hands, be kind to each other, please wear a mask and socially distance when possible, and obviously don't do nothing about white supremacy. If you can correct somebody in a kind way, why not? And if Caitlin Bennett is listening, Kent State Gun Girl, so sad to see what happened to you at the University of Central Florida. You hate to see when a bigot interacts with people who actually care about things. It can get pretty weird. All right, till Monday. See you then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.